is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Why don't you just hit that little record button for us?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm recording, baby.
Why don't you just hit that little record button for us, Mr. Henry?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound... How do I put this? Is that your voice is destroyed from Nashville.
Yeah, right? We had such a great time at the Country Jamboree. Thanks, everyone. I don't even know what I am right now. My voice sounds so weird.
You're so scary right now. You're the opposite of ASMR. I hate this. It's the opposite. Like, there's something about this because Jackie and I talk about this all the time because Jackie has... We both have issues with vocal stamina. It's true. I don't know where it comes from.
Too much cunnilingus.
Yes, that's what it is. I'm getting that good lover cancer one day. Can't wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
Lick cancer.
Like Michael Douglas.
Yes. But Jackie really does have vocal cord issues. And what they tell her, the doctor tells her all the time, being like, well, you have to stop pushing. That you talk too loud. You need to stop. And so the way we're supposed to sound is, this is how we taught is, hi, my name is Henry Zebrowski.
No, I don't like it.
Hi, hello.
I don't like it.
No, is this not? No, this is how we're doing the episode today. We're doing today's episode supported by breath. It's what I said before, the opposite of ASMR. It just makes you kind of feel nauseous. I feel paranoid. When you talk low, and supported like this, it makes me want to run away. I don't feel hard. Like, am I supposed to be attracted to you?
I don't know. You can be if you want to be. You can be attracted to my voice.
What was the moment in Nashville that you knew you had destroyed your voice? Like,
When I said, page 7.
Yeah. Yep. And then that's you felt it crack.
Yeah. Yep. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry. Truly thank you all so much for coming out to our show in Nashville. It was a dream come true. You can find it at momenthouse.com/LPOTL or /lastpodcast. LPOTL.
I got it right the first time,
and then I got it right wrong the second time just to even things out because we're fair and we're balanced.
We are, but we really are. Unlike the other channel says that they are. But yeah, I can't thank everybody who came enough. And we had such a good time.
Ejaculated all over that seat. You ejaculated in the Ryman.
We really did. We really sullied a beautiful and sacred performance space. And it was really nice that they let us be there.
It was fantastic because Fernando got to do the world's first twerk on the Ryman stage. And I saw the video and it's very funny. It's like now that Winnie the Pooh is no longer licensed, it's legal for him to do it.
What?
Because he looked like a little Winnie the Pooh because his butt was like, boop, 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 boop.
Do you like this, Fernando? Are you happy about this? Do you love that? You like that? That he's a butt? Boop, 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 boop,
boop. It's like a little basketball.
It's a twerk. You're just looking at his butt. Stop looking at Fernando's butt.
No, he twerks. So technically, it would be inappropriate if I didn't look at his butt because that would be rude. So because when one twerks, you look at their tushy and you say, now that is a nice twerk.
I'm just seeing our lives fall apart. Like as you say these things, but we actually have some breaking news that I do want to cover real quick at the very
hot off the presses, hot off the presses, come and get it, come and get it.
The Hawaiian Master of Disguise, I believe he goes by the name of Tyler Adams.
This story is crazy.
This guy is absolutely frightening. You need to look him up. Tyler Adams, the reason why he was named the Master of Disguise, I believe some people say it was self-proclaimed and some people say it was by law enforcement, but it was because he did a string of financial crimes in Hawaii in the early mid-2000s, 2012, 2013. Yes.
And also the feds would like to speak with him about the disappearance of his girlfriend. And you know things aren't going great when the feds are like, we just want to blab. We just want to chit-chat
about the disappearance
of your girlfriend. Also, as a master of disguise, he just made himself look like Elon Musk.
The thing about him is that part of it is that his most current picture that was taken from a program that he was supposed to be doing in Hawaii, which was at this correctional facility, disappeared from in 2019. Okay. And if you look at his face, it is swollen and wet and looks like it's covered with Vaseline. He looks like he's one of those, you remember the Duracell? commercials with the plastic mask.
Of course, yes.
He is very, very frightening. And he is now wanted in the connection of, which is now, it is no longer a missing woman. It is a, she is, was found dead in a trunk in Tijuana, Mexico. Her name was Raquel Sabian. She was a U.S. Navy veteran. She was brutally murdered. And how this all started, basically, is that he disappeared from this work facility that he was supposed to be at in 2019. And then I guess they have pieced together that he was this woman's boyfriend. He is now 50 years old. She was 40 years old.
He really does look like the aforementioned Elon Musk got into a boxing match and he got his freaking ass kicked. He's puffy. He's disgusting. And I just have to wonder, when it comes to this work camp, did they just be like, we're leaving the doors open because we trust you. We trust you as prisoners not to escape. And then he was like, I'm the master of disguise. I'll be getting out of here, please.
Dude, this is his first escape. We have no fucking clue how treacherous this motherfucker is. This guy is, this guy's, he's ugly and gross. He's also highly, highly dangerous because he disappeared, right?
He looks
and
like it.
He ended up in Mexico. And how the story played out is that it started with an Amber Alert for Raquel's baby, Valentina. They went, this baby went missing and it started as an Amber Alert. And then they realized, oh, where the hell is the mother, right? It was issued by her parents. They went looking for the woman. They finally found her, which is very unfortunate. They found the baby. So the baby is now safe.
Baby is alive.
The baby is alive and baby is safe. But Raquel was found in the trunk of a car. And her last known association was with this dude, Tyler Adams.
The one thing we do know, when someone is found in the trunk of a car, not natural causes.
No. Because it's real hard to get yourself trapped. I mean, actually, it might be not hard to get yourself trapped in a trunk, but like the parking lot would know.
Yeah, I just like at some point you would kick the lights out. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
But he tried. So he escaped from this one facility. So it was in Mexico. I guess he had built this whole other life. They believe that Valentina, the baby, the 7-month-year-old, might be his daughter. They're not quite certain, but they think it's his daughter. Her parents believe that he definitely wants his daughter. But what the fuck could happen, right? So he got out. He escaped from the Oahu Community Correctional Center. He just didn't come back. And then he ended up in Mexico. And then, so they went and they rounded him up. And the federales went and got Tyler Adams. And then apparently he was not agreeable.
Oh, he wasn't?
No. He was not very cooperative. No.
What a shocker.
What a shocker. He was non-cooperative. And so they were supposed to transfer him to the U.S. Border Patrol. Somehow.
Well, we know.
In the transfer.
Somehow.
I don't know how. Okay.
Little Kissel. Greasing of the wheels. No. A little money exchanging hands.
How dare you accuse the federales of Mexico of being corrupt?
I know. I don't want to step out of line here, but I did watch the El Chapo documentary, and it seems pretty easy to just... Here's 50. Yep. And then they say, bye-bye. They say, we're going to go look over here. You run over there. And then where'd you go?
There's many people. I believe when we were doing the story about the cult, the narco satanic cult down in Mexico. They talk about how, like, you are much better off dealing with local police, because as soon as you are in the hands of the federales, it is a corrupt labyrinth of, and you better have cash.
There's no way
to get out, because you will be fucked. They are not a friendly bunch, and they are highly, highly corrupt. But yes, he used that to his ability to use that somehow, and he fucking got out of it. So now he's on the loose, and we don't know where he is. But here's just a list of some of his aliases.
Yes, and again, before Henry gets into this list, don't be worried if it goes on forever, because there are over a dozen. Which, I'm going to say this, Henry. How hard is that
to keep in your mind? Like,
my name is Tom Banks. Oh, no, God damn it. Today, fuck. I'm Stephanie Holmes.
I just watched last night Joe Bob Briggs for the Last Drive-In on Shudder. This week for Father's Day, he had The Stepfather. It was one of my favorite. Like, I fucking love that movie. But they have that scene at the very end where he's just like, he's supposed to call in because, like, the wife finds out that he's quit his job for 3 days because he's about to transition to a new personality. And he's already built up this new person that he's going to be. And at some point, he's like, yeah, you know how it is. Being a Hodgkins is difficult. She's like, your last name's Baxter. And then you see him go like, well, we're going to have to do something about that, honey.
No.
Which is incredible. I fucking love that movie. But here are just some of Tyler Adams' known aliases. He's out there. Fucking take a look for him. So Aaron Lee Bain, Aaron Lee, Aaron Lee, Bryce Johnson, David Smith, Dominic Braun, Kenneth Schoolcraft. That's a good one.
Well, that's
Kevin
just,
Kennedy. It's fake. He very obviously.
Yeah, he definitely put that one together very impromptu.
Matthew Kashani, Paul Wilson Phipps, Paul Wilson Phillips.
Okay, Taylor, you know what, though? I'm not giving him all these ones that are similar to each other. The first three are one.
No, it's how you change your password when you don't remember it and you have to change it again.
Yeah, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I just feel like the first three are a little bit cheap. I don't think he really overthought it. I think he understunk it. And I do believe the other ones also, the Phillip ones, those go together. So I'm sorry, buddy. Master of disguise, master of many aliases. Seems like you got some copycats in there.
But apparently the last one he went under was Aaron Bain, which is actually, if you look at his face, he looks like an Aaron Bain. This guy is a fucking scary as fuck. But yes, whatever he is, wherever he is going to be looking very different. Whatever, because he uses wigs, mustaches. This is true. He actually would go and steal he was using his parents' identities for a while, which is kind of how it all started, is that he uses his family identities. But now he's blown into it. But if you look at it, he has been slowly morphing his face. It's so scary.
Such a trip. So when he moved to Hawaii in 2007, he had multiple fake identities as well, including Kevin Kennedy, Lance Irwin, Michael Whitman. And then he also set up fake businesses and he began cashing huge fake checks banks.
That's what he got caught for. That was the master of disguise. Why he got the moniker was because he was doing the create a company and then write fake checks for the company. All this type of all sorts of weird fucking check fraud.
He defrauded them of more than $120,000 or $120,000. And then he stole $5,000 diamond rings from Costco. Isn't that funny? Also where it's like, this is why it's hard to give these monikers Master of Disguise, because again, what he did with it was go to Costco. Can get some pretty good rings at Costco. It's not exactly like the movies. That's all I'm saying.
See, I think it's kind of the opposite. Is what he understood was that he's a Costco jewel thief. You know what I mean? He's not going to get into Sotheby's. Like, he's not putting together the dream heist team. He knows he can steal from Costco and just write checks. And again, I don't necessarily think it's that big of a crime to steal from a bank because it's all insured. But also, it's about the murder now, I think, is the real thing that takes over all the other things before. And it was the drastic changes of his appearances. Yeah. He's obviously a troubled individual.
He really is. He's an actor. All the world's a stage for this man. And certainly it's a crime thriller. So he has been in the news also for a long time. The San Diego Reader, back in 2012, had Adams admitting to 48 felony counts. Yep. So this dude has
career
criminal. I'm going to say, because we know all about him and because we have had articles written about him forever, I don't think he's very good.
No. But that's what's funny about career criminals, is that they spend most of their time getting caught. because that's how you become one, sort of, is because then you go to career masters. Get your master's in prison.
Of course.
Because then you go there and you learn all that. That's how you learn the next level of crimes to be bad at. And it seems to be the essential flaw that a lot of these guys have, is that there has to be something to being a sociopath because your lack of empathy eventually fucks you up. Because what it does is that it does not allow you to see from other people's perspective.
Right.
So you can't really, I think that's the thing, is that a sociopath needs to find somebody like, maybe sort of like a Walter White style, where if you really want to be a proper career criminal, you also need somebody with like terminal cancer who's not a sociopath that can help you think outside the box about how other people react to situations. Because that's the thing, is that you have to figure out like, well, how will other people view this whole scenario? And am I just operating in plain sight because I can't see this block in front of me because I don't have the facility?
Absolutely. You need your Scottie Pippen to your Michael Jordan. You need someone who has a little bit more emotion, perhaps, even though Michael Jordan is the reason Scottie Pippen has all of those rings. So I don't know why Scottie Pippen is complaining so much.
I don't know why he's complaining so much. He's incredibly lucky, and he also worked very hard. He's very talented.
He did. Obviously. He did. All right. So if you run into a man that looks like he just got out of a boxing fight, but he didn't, and it looks like he's like full of a whole bunch of different faces, and then he can't remember all of his names, and then he's like, and then just be like, where's the girl? You know, but thank God the baby's alive, but it does seem like his girlfriend. Well, his girlfriend is dead.
His girlfriend's dead. Yeah. It's very sad. So, but you know, be on the lookout for that scary guy, because honestly, by the time you meet him, it's probably too late for you.
Probably too late. Also, just Henry, just very quickly here, Bill Clinton did say he had someone investigate Area 51, and they did say the aliens are among us.
Well, they'll say anything. They said anything to shut him up. They really wanted it to be over. It's like they wanted that afternoon to be over, because they know that they can't even tell him what goes on in all of the covert ops, because they don't have access to it. The Secret Service doesn't have access to it.
Every time I send you a story, I think you're gonna like, you just end up not liking it.
Well, you know, I don't mean to be a begrudge. I don't mean to be a begrudge. But you know what it is that I still feel like we're at a point. We're still like reducing the phenomena down to something that it's not. Like, we're still wanting this to be a UFOs like visiting us from another physical part of the planet. And I just think it's a lot more complicated than that. We've talked about it endlessly. And
yes,
I think the idea of them having something in the you know, some dull, like at Dulles Air Force Base or something like that, where they have a craft, which I think that we probably do. Mm-hmm. The president just not going to know. The president, there's no way they're going to let him know, because now it's been taken over by private contractors. They won't let him know.
All right. Well, I'm
or her know.
You're so brave.
Yep. Counting for Ivanka.
Well,
yeah, really rooting for her.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Ivanka Trump, the Black Death, they've actually found a way. They think they found that the evidence that shows that it did come from Mongolia. But we know.
We already knew it. Yes, all right.
This is what I'm saying. It's the same thing with the Bill Clinton news. Technically, he told that story on fucking Kimmel.
He told it on Gordon.
Now I'm
James Corden. He told that.
So you're bringing me. You thought the way to to reach me was to bring James Corden coverage.
I would be
excited about that fat, talentless piece of shit.
He has a Tony.
What, he has some Italian guy who blows him? Come on, I'm fun.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night, perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
As you may know from the show, I am fluent in over 25 different languages. I can order a Philly cheesesteak in several major cities in a way that is both accurate, fast, and delicious. I also am extremely well-versed in some of the elven base languages, thanks to the Silmarillion. But thanks to Babbel, this language learning app that's apparently sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's a sort of addictively fun and easy way to learn a language, besides just having sex all over Europe. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just got some free time and are sick of being ignorant, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Like, I have liquid diarrhea is very important to know. You really don't know about that until you get there. Donde está el policía? Just so you know where not to go. Babbel's 15-minute lessons were created by over 100 language experts, not AI, and make it the perfect way to learn on the go. No robots here! Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and Yerman. In addition to lessons, you can access podcast games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Wait till you see the sitcoms we pitch to Babbel. Start your language learning journey today with Babbel. I know I need help learning a language, truly. I know I said at the top that I know all of these different languages. That's a lie. I am obtuse. My father only taught me two terms in Polish, Poznarożnia, which means Merry Christmas, and Dabaji Dupa, which means stick it up your butt. So I need help. I need you, Babbel. So right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/left. That is babbel.com/left for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
All right. Well, let's talk about deliveries. Amazon, you love it. We use it all the time, and we don't. I try not to. But anyway, somebody ordered.
Well, yeah, you lied them. You did lie. I use if I have to have a turnaround, but I've been trying to avoid it. But for books, I go through the bookstore itself.
So congratulate
me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So somebody ordered a chair from Amazon because they're like, my ass. This woman ordered a chair. He's like, my ass is a chair from Amazon. But then when the chair showed up, it was interesting because it wasn't just a chair. There was also a vial of blood in there. And it does make you wonder, like, what's going on at Amazon? Why is there a bunch of vials of blood when you order a chair? Yeah. But it also is a kind of a fun little gift because you never know what you can do with blood. Stage a crime. Get away with murder. There's a lot of stuff you could do. Put it inside of your own body. Maybe it'll make you a different person. So I think in many ways, this woman should be happy. Her name is Jen Bagakis. She ordered a leather chair from Amazon, only the finest. And then she found what she says was unsettling.
Well, she says, this is weird is because it says that because Amazon is now saying that it was supposed to be a vial of dye. That you use on the chairs to make them look new?
Amazon's just using their employees' blood to clean up any blemishes on the chairs. She went to Twitter like all basic folks do when they say, this is something unique. She says,
all things must grind to a halt.
Yes.
It's a tweet.
She said, if I told you the leather chair I ordered from Amazon was packaged with a blood collection tube that is full, would you believe me? Because I'm at a loss for words. But she's not because she just tweeted that.
Has
anyone ever been at a loss for words?
No.
Like truly. Because someone says I'm at a loss for words, then they just talk and talk and talk.
They
and
keep talking. Most of the time They've said a lot of things up until that point and afterwards, yes.
Right.
But this is my thing is that did we know if it's blood? Do we know that blood was inside it? The video posted online. We could see the vial in it, and it says that it does appear to be indeed full of blood.
It is.
And then I just don't know. Did she open it and taste it like they do in Law & Order SVU and stuff like that? Like, did she do something like, that's blood.
Turns out, I'm so sorry. That was 100% fentanyl. If you're a detective right now and you are going out there and you are trying to test all of these different vials of cocaine, you do have to bring your cracker with you to make sure it's not fentanyl because we can't lose another detective.
You fucking better on. Yes. Yes. And I'm saying to everybody, that is actually a word. I actually just had this happen to friends. They went out and they bought a bunch of Molly. They thought it was going to be fun. And one of them thankfully brought a fucking strip.
Oh my God. Did they have fentanyl in it?
Yeah. It all was laced with fentanyl.
Oh, and so, Lordy.
Don't fucking do it anymore. Just don't do it anymore.
Seriously,
just,
Adderall is fine.
Just drink a Red Bull. Red Bull's fine.
Sativa joints. Mushrooms. Anyway, so the woman goes on, Jen Bagakis. She says, I'm terrified as I am confused, but I actually am totally flipping this. If I got a vial of blood, I think I just throw it away or look at it. I don't go to Twitter. I don't think I would really care.
Well, no, if I had a vial of blood, I would just kind of keep this too. But it is blood. It's all about if it is blood. What is it? Because she's also saying apparently there were smudges of red. She's saying bloody fingerprints on the parcel. But she says she's mostly afraid. She's from Manchester. She was really afraid because her husband was actually currently undergoing chemotherapy for a rare spine condition. So she was a little bit scared. But apparently the box had red smears on it. And I'm trying to see if they actually tested it. And that's what we say, like, normally the one of the representative of the post office says, you know, we would not accept the parcel covered in blood normally, but they said they mainly blamed it on COVID-19. They said they wouldn't take a parcel covered in blood due to the coronavirus concerns.
Well, you're the mail. Like, you do have to take things covered in blood. You're still the mail.
I just feel like you shouldn't take it at any time. I feel like if a parcel comes covered in blood, it should be maybe sent up the pipe, or maybe somebody should call
wrong.
Up.
I think you're entirely wrong.
You think that the post office should willingly put this is you really do
rain,
think that
the, sleet, snow, covered in blood.
No, that's for legs. The postal worker. If the postal worker's covered with blood,
it's a government
he
job.
Needs to keep doing the job. Yes,
it's I'm government
talking
job.
About the box, but I'm saying if the box arrives before it ends into the postal worker's sphere.
What? I didn't see anything. See how easy that is to do?
Well, yeah.
I didn't see all that
blood
in that
box. You're
just
being a good American and a responsible American allowing the mail to flow. But yeah. Everybody else says they should have had it there and be like, hey, at least be like, you got some kind of jam on this? Like, at least ask a question before just being like, yeah, scan it, put it into the pile.
I don't know. I just feel like that's a little bit out of their range of duty. I mean, you know, they're just there to deliver the package. The package is the package. And I think they need to be completely neutral, like a priest.
Well, don't worry. Amazon is launching an investigation.
So fantastic.
And so they're really going to get to the bottom of it. They're going to throw about 5 people on a 20-hour shift at it and let them each one hold the bottle for the other one as they piss while they investigate it as they go through. And honestly, that's a guarantee from Amazon.
That's an Amazon guarantee. Shake it up a little bit. What do you got in there? All right. Well, let's move on. Henry, I know you really wanted to talk about this because it's ecology related.
You know, and I love you know ecology.
When, as soon as we start talking about anything that isn't blood or murder, you know, we just get everything right.
And everybody loves our takes on it.
They love it. Like, they're not triggered. It doesn't make them went to school for 10 years to become an ecologist, and you guys just spread so much misinformation, and you guys like, laughed about it. We're like, we're comedians in many ways.
We're comedians. I don't know. I mean, I take that. I plead the ninth, being a comedian.
TikTok's a strange thing, and you sent this my way. So apparently, a dude on TikTok has a frog army now, and it is 1.4 million frogs strong. And also, isn't Marcus very scared of frogs?
No, he just hit me this. So he just clarified again because we did the Loveland Frogman for the Nashville bit,
yes.
Right? For we covered the Loveland Frogman, which you're going to be doing. Thanks to Kelly, you also helped me with the research on that.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, he then said no toads. He's scared of toads, but I don't really see the difference.
I'm not getting
involved in that world. I'm not going to get involved with him. Fantastic. He's some form of, he's a frog hater in name only. So I think he's a fino. But this, I have no clue. I don't know. Because he says there's a big difference and I don't know. But this is frogs. Now this is, what's happened? You know, because I remember when I first heard about the internet. Right. When all that stuff, first of all, like it was awesome. First thing I did was look up nude pictures of Psylocke, the X-Men character. And I got him.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
It was you look it up. You'll love her.
Fantastic.
You'll love her.
I can't wait.
And then, you know, I played games, you know, did like various things, pretended to be a Nigerian prince. I did a lot of stuff in the early days.
Oh,
it was fun.
Kind of a scammer. Okay, sure.
But there's just something about how now I want to know what the term is to be hypnotized by several videos. There has to be a separate, maybe like a German word for this concept of you could be a completely normal person on day one. And then all of a sudden by day 31,
right.
You've watched several YouTube videos or TikTok memes or TikTok trends, and now you're completely different. And I don't know what that is. Sometimes I feel that I sometimes call that internet poisoning, like when someone doesn't understand that the algorithm is creating something specifically for you. And
we've been talking about that on Top Hat as well. And also, I had a friend, we're kind of a comedy acquaintance from back in the day, and I went to his Twitter recently, and I don't know what happened to people.
Lost fucking minds. We have several friends that we just lost to being absolute crazy people.
I don't know why.
In the middle of, and I understand because the last 2 years have been very psychically hard on a lot of people. So I think that's got a lot to do with it. It's made you vulnerable, and you don't know what to do. So you lose your mind. We stayed normal somehow. And you know what I actually think saved us?
Me.
Tincture.
Oh, okay.
Oh, were you going to say friendship?
I was going to say me.
Oh, no, never. No. We're actively fighting. Both of us are almost going insane 24/7. I really think the tincture is what brought us back in 2020.
I can't do tincture anymore because
we're done. It served its purpose.
Yeah, because I didn't realize how strong it was.
It's too strong.
Because they also made it taste so good. And I told you that story about how I slammed all the TriMedic, and it was a very similar story. I mean, I'm 40, but it was similar because I just like the taste of it. But then it's just a lot of THC.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking THC. And I remember when I was watching waves of energy shoot off of a strawberry as it was going into my mouth, and I was just like, we are together, aren't we, Mr. Strawberry? You and me are going to be one together. That's how I knew we have to stop the tincture, but I actually think it helps us.
Well, in a way, you do sit there like a Dr. Katz cartoon where you're not moving at all, but you're still like violent.
The outlines of
it's like crazy.
Are shifting, yes. But there's something about these trends that cause us to do massive damage to society. And I don't know how it happened so fast. So this is a TikTok user. His name is Thin Frog. Right. And I guess there's this trend to build a frog army in his back garden. So he went.
Now, was this a trend or was this man's desire? I think it was just this guy.
Well, there's apparently several of these now.
Is that
there's
right?
Several of these people doing this thing where he says that he quote unquote rescued 1.4 million tadpoles from ponds in his local area. And then he housed them in a paddling pool. Again, sort of thinking that he's saving the planet. He's completely incorrect. You're just a person. You're not a scientist. You're not a biologist.
But hear me out. If he was like that character from Suicide Squad, who I always forget the name of, that can control the rats.
Rat catcher.
I think it's called rat catcher, something like that.
Yeah.
But what if he, that's the thing. In Fantasyland, if it was all cartoons and you get dressed by little mice in the morning and they sing to you and the birds are like, hi, how are you? Good morning. Then he can control all the frogs because they're like, daddy, daddy. And then theoretically, he'd be like, go kill Kenny.
You're talking about unmedicated bipolar / schizophrenia.
Oh, via the frog. But if he did have control over the frogs, I see where he's going with it. But I just feel
he's a villain then. We're seeing the origin story.
No, he could be a hero. He could be a hero.
For what?
Big frog.
If he goes to the Bilderberg group
and he sends 1.4 million frogs through the vents, and everyone's like ribbit, ribbit, and then they just attack everyone that's horrible. He's a hero.
If I see Trump and Cheney and Clinton all in handcuffs, surrounded by 2 million frogs, I just feel like, yes, they've done it. Good work, Frog Army.
There you go, Frog Army. Team Frog Army.
So this thing, he built this, and he thinks it's cute. And his first thing, he bemoaned it. He's just like, this is the biggest frog army ever, everybody. But I kind of regret this now because nobody can go in the garden. And then if you take a look at the nightmare that is his garden.
It's insane.
Which is crawling with frogs.
Oh, God. And it makes my skin curl.
You're like, okay, yeah, it's cute or whatever. The hashtag frog army. I don't think it's cute, but I'm saying like that's kind of why people are in it. But they're all saying biologists are coming forward and being like, this is really, really bad. They are going to destroy the entire ecosystem of this area. They are going to, because he's joking about how he's like, the best part is these frogs. There's not enough room in my own backyard, so they're starting to spread to others. And it caused his neighbor to leave. His neighbor moved out.
His neighbor should legally be allowed to shoot him.
He should be arrested.
At this point.
This is ridiculous.
Well, the interesting thing about the video, so it starts with him, and I didn't quite realize, 1.4 tadpoles. That must have been so difficult to get. You just grab them with your freaking hand.
Well, they're
all the size of
the
little spunk. Yeah, and you just grab them with your hand. So he didn't even do that much work. I could not imagine. Like, hey, Lair, what you doing over there today? Oh, I just got my 1.4 million tadpoles I'm ready to unleash on the neighborhood.
Cool, dude. And I just call the zoo. I'd be like, a man is building a potential, he's building a frog blitzkrieg. But everyone's saying like they have to stop doing it because it's destroying the whole thing. And then according to a cultural researcher, if you ever hear the term cultural researcher, it is a dumb, talentless person on an internet forum. But this person says they think that the frog army thrives in the absurdity limbo. So irresponsible that it has to be fake, but so dumb that it can be real.
No, the frogs don't fucking know. They just wish that they were back in the pond because now they're in this asshole's backyard.
You're just all like these types of people. Thin Frog is living in a bubble of reality. Back in the day, Robert Anton Wilson would call it a reality tunnel, like where he thinks that he's the, I guess the term is main character syndrome, this idea that everyone's going to be so excited for what he's done. Meanwhile, like he's just going to destroy his entire neighborhood for TikTok views that are also not monetized.
No, he
like,
got two.
It's not like you make any money off of it either. Like there's nothing there. There's like you just get the recognition. You get fake internet points.
It's exceptionally shallow. He's amassed nearly 2 million views, which, again, it's not even that much. I mean, Kim Kardashian shows her freaking nipple. She's going to get 50 million. So it really doesn't matter. But yeah, every single ecologist seems to say this is massively irresponsible. And it looks like it's going to end absolutely horribly because I think they're just going to end up having to kill all of these frogs.
Yeah, dude, they're going to have to come in and poison all of those fucking frogs because when it comes down to it, where are they going to go, bro? They're just sitting there. They're fucking everything up. And these poor frogs have no clue. They're going to all need to be turned into protein smoothies.
He should be forced to eat these frogs because that's the only thing that's going to give their life any meaning.
You ever had frog legs?
No, man. We dissected a frog when I was in freshman year of high school, and I still get nauseous. The smell of formaldehyde. And I just was like, why am I doing this?
You're not going to be eating formaldehyde dipped.
No, but I just don't like to eat frog amphibians. Legs. I don't like amphibians.
They're not great, but not I do like food. Frog legs of all of them, I like it better than gator. I don't like turtle. I've had turtle. It's really gross.
No, I don't want to eat any
like
of that.
Snails. I've had snails. They're kind of weird. But a frog's leg's really close to a chicken wing.
Well, then just eat a chicken wing.
But if you're on the bayou, you have yourself a little bit of frog leg, man.
According to the aforementioned cultural researcher, Matt Klein, a.k.a. Uber dipshit, he goes on to say, but in a moment of recognizing that oh my God, I hate this man so much. He goes on, he says, what's also unique about this story is that it's evolving, open-ended. We're waiting for the next development of this story arc. We can't help but subscribe for an update. It's like, yeah, you can. And he says, but in a moment of recognizing that we all share one failing environment, the amphibian anarchy hits a bit closer to home. All are invited to participate. It impacts all of us.
No, yeah, man, in a bad way.
What is he even talking about?
This is the problem. So we've equated just general impact with what we want when we don't really understand that just having just an impact, a neutral impact, can swing both ways. It can also just fuck everything up.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, thank you, TikTok. That's so nice.
And don't forget,
in China, with their TikTok algorithm, their algorithm encourages like good behavior. So their TikTok like reward system is totally flipped.
I've heard all of this
here,
stuff. Oh,
Or
we
the
like
UK,
it anyway.
Rather.
We would, but guess what, man? It doesn't even matter because the United States, we wouldn't be into it being positive anyway. It can only be negative. That's how all of the algorithms have decided to have been designed in America specifically is to work on our negativity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the one thing about it, I guess, is it's bringing people together over the frog. But again, the man doesn't have enough room for the frogs.
In the wrong way possible.
And it's in the wrong way. Okay. Well, anyway, moving on.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Honestly, this is Grandpa Corner because now in order to do penance, because we work on the internet, Kissel, do a TikTok dance. You're going to have to do some time. They can't hear it online. Look, all right, try to. Look at me. You can't hear it.
I'm a little teapot.
Look at that.
Tall and yet kind of
Teapot Nation. Look at us.
Teapot Nation.
Hashtag Teapot Nation.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. Go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious, weedy taste, which is what I like. And three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
A man was suspected of dismembering his missing California woman. He also Googled how to be a serial killer. He remains at large. His name is Felicia Johnson, rather, was the victim. This beautiful woman, this man murdered her, and then he Googled again how to become a serial killer. His name is Chukwuebuka Noboto. Nailed it. He's 28. He's on the run, and he faces charges of murdering and tampering with evidence.
But so there you go. The main thing I'll tell you right here, something like that, those kind of questions, you're going to want to bang it. You know, like, that's what I think. Because it really comes down to, like, you're going to want to give it a bang there. Because also,
do you have to Google how to become a serial killer? There's thousands of documentaries. I mean, also, like, it's pretty A to B.
You just kill multiple people. Yeah, that's really it. That's really what it comes down to. I think that he did this too for his own psychological game. I don't think that he's a bright man.
No.
I imagine that he's going to get caught pretty swiftly. I think that he's the type of person that will, because you're doing stuff like that, you think it's funny, or you think it's some kind of game, or you're just so far up your own ass because you're a moron slash a sociopath that you can't understand that they would immediately look it up on your computer.
Well, speaking of social media, they first made contact on Snapchat, and the reason that the woman was in the area was because she was applying for a job at a local strip club in Houston, which I'm sure are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So she's trying to do the Lord's work, and this man, he completely destroyed all of what could have been.
Yep.
He agreed to pay her $500 for an in-person meeting. Be very careful. Also, some self-respect. Especially $500. It's too little.
You know what's funny? Because you could say this too. It's like a lot of things, especially for sex workers. Up the price. Change your clientele. They'll pay you the money. And honestly, you know, fucking keep the riffraff out of there.
So this fucking lunatic, he is so stupid. And again, this is like Israel Keys level stupid. He was seen purchasing a saw, trash bags, towels, flashlight.
He's just operating a plain sight. He's a moron. He's doing this as an extended exercise.
Latex gloves, a kitchen knife, and a fucking shovel.
I really feel like if you don't have a kitchen knife and a shovel, you can't even be a serial killer.
Well, yeah, like, obviously,
you
go, like,
you have to fucking, like, you buy those over time. You got to spread that out over a couple of years.
Also, at what point, I know you buy a lot of stuff at maybe the aforementioned Costco. Sure. But, like, if you are a clerk and you're just like, latex gloves, a shovel, a knife, trash bags, towels, a saw, and a flashlight. Sure, what do you do?
Like, what do you do? Like, side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Actually, I've always had that question because I remember when we used to do our live sketch shows for Murderfest.
Yeah.
The what we'd have to shop for was always like unlubed condoms, peanut butter, you know, like all this stuff. Like, I'd love to know.
No, we're
like,
just in a sketch group. We're in a sketch group.
You know how many times, like, I went through fucking TSA and they opened up my bag and it was just like two dildos and like all this fucking shit and have to be like, I'm a traveling performer. But yes, email us. Have you ever had one of those? Like, someone bought a bunch of shit where you're like, what in the fuck?
What you guys up to tonight?
What you guys up to tonight?
Yes, this dipshit also, he took pictures of the dead bodies. He also Googled, how does one plan a murder without getting caught?
Yeah, well, man.
Number one, you don't Google that. That's just number one.
No, again, give it a bing. They give actually could really bing. Use the traffic, first of all. They definitely could use the traffic. And then,
this man may actually be a serial killer. Well, it's kind of broad here, but investigators say they found photos of a dismembered woman and three other dead bodies.
I think that could be very... that could definitely be true. Who just fucking knows? Because it just sounds like he is. Yes, everybody be careful. And it just, you got to vet these guys. And I'm not putting it on you, but unfortunately, that's just how it is. You can't stop all of these horrible reprobates from existing. So you have to protect yourself. And he might be out there. He might be active. But I do think that because now they're on it, I have a feeling that he will be quickly caught if he doesn't commit suicide.
Whoa, we have a prediction. All right, everyone, let's do Hero of the Week.
Hero of the Week.
This TikToker created a massive frog army. I'm just joking.
No, no.
Wouldn't that be funny? This TikToker created a massive frog army. And isn't it funny?
We just put like we put that fucking what's his name's good news theme yeah. song underneath it. We just do the same exact story.
I'm going to go with this Labrador retriever that was trained to sniff out electronics, but actually found evidence in a pedophilia case. So his name is Hedu, and he's super cute, and he's a black lab, and he was sniffing around. Mm-hmm. And according to the police in Mexico City, there was a pedophile hiding out. Now, according to the Associated Press, Free a Girl, the Netherlands-based group fighting human trafficking, recently warned the U.S.-based Operations Underground Railroad, R, that a Dutch man who openly supported sexual activity with children had fled to Mexico City. So that's disgusting. Yeah. So then Hedu, a dog trained by Jordan Detective K-9 Academy to sniff out memory devices, joined the forces, and because of that, he was able to sniff out this person's memory device. According to Matt Osborne, R's director, they're good people, he says, we were able to confirm he was in Mexico, and then just, they were talking to him in different chat rooms. And then he said, hey, I'm really kind of a dangerous rundown area here, and I don't want to give you my address. I don't want you guys to come see me, but you can come meet me at a gas station. So he wanted to have sex with a child at a gas station.
I don't like that, though. I feel like you shouldn't do that. You got to go to where, like, you went to Legoland.
To go hang out with Lego people, adults, Legos, of course, one of the older companies out there. So the black Labrador, he's trained to sniff out triphenylphosphine oxide, or TPPO, which is so much easier, a chemical used to coat electronic devices like memory cards.
And
he did it.
Like, but then what if they just find again? What if I'm bringing all my archives of my sketch comedy everywhere in hopes that like.
That'll be okay, because then they'll just say, that was a pretty funny sketch. Get out of here, funny man.
Yeah, but all the hours I've spent being grilled, being called a pedophile over and over again. And I'm just going to be like, I just wanted to make it, sir. I just am trying to get to Hollywood, sir.
Well, either way, the dog sniffed out a couple of hard-to-find hard drives in a few places in the apartment that humans couldn't find, but the dog did. So anyway, he's a freaking hero, and he's a little black lab, and he's super cute. And that pedophile has now been busted.
Got him.
Thank God, because it's disgusting, and obviously that man needs to no longer be on the streets. As a matter of fact, he needs to go be murdered by the frog army. If you put a corpse in there,
if you make
would it take? How long do you think it would take a frog army to? Because they're not rats.
I don't know if they eat flesh like that, but side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. How long would it take 1.4 million frogs to consume a corpse? Because I'd love to know. I would love to know. But again, frog army pedophile hunter is incredible.
That's good.
That's incredible. Yes. If you use the frog army for something we can all get behind, and then we can license this army or train this frog army, then I'm with it.
Also, honorable mention, there's a pig that's in Carter County, and apparently they're trying to identify him. But people seem to like him. He's just a big old fat pig that wanders around.
Basically, I'm going to say this is that and we know our country's still going to be on a downward slope until we have a human hero again. And I will hear about it eventually, I'm certain, because right now these are the only heroes we got.
These are the ones that are finding the pedophiles. The officers would have just let it go without the black lab. And this and this big old chunky pig is just having fun. And people just seem to be happy looking at it. So
actually, this reminds me of an email I got last week that talked about a listener was talking about a pig that they had that was a stud pig. It was a 300-pound pig. It was so big that it broke the back of one of the sows that it was trying to have sex with. Then also, by the time they had it, so they had to put it on timeout because it got too big. But then what they did was it made its own like stump. It found a tree stump and it fucking started fucking the hole in it until a dude dug a big old hole in it. It was fucking awful, man. Really horrible story. Dude.
Well, you know, they are still piggies. All right.
I don't have a specifics to like listener email today, but I do want to say, I want to give a shout out to how many people we've really very rarely this has happened to us on the history of Last Pod, but So many people reached out because we talked about the murder of Chef Daniel Brophy last week. Mm-hmm. And so I got several emails of being like, I was his student and he was an incredible person. And it was incredibly sad what happened. So that is one thing that I thought it was really cool. And apparently one of the famous Brophyisms that he said, and we'll say it out loud, was that he said, every time you burn bacon, you give an angel herpes.
Oh, I like him. He's funny.
He's a funny guy. But yeah, so thank you guys for writing in. And then also, a lot of people, again, I know that you are, and this is just to assuage your fears, Kissel.
Okay.
The Lambda AI is not sentient. It is just a chatbot. It is just a chatbot that thinks.
Are we not just chatbots ourselves?
No, we have a whole, we are not B.F. Skinner meat machines. We have a whole consciousness attached to our brain. So we have, and it's not even remote. It's remote. It's not even here. Our
I just feel like you're attempting to walk back your ultimate desire for the AI overlords in robotic forms, because there's a lot of people smarter than us who say they know what's going on.
That man is a weird esoteric Christian. He's making shit up. The man with a top hat is just good at coding. And then he's making shit up. And then we are now, like, I want it. I believe they should be in charge. I think that they should be leading you around on a leash, Kissel. I agree with you. But I don't think we're there yet. And I will, because I'll be there, man. Because they have yet to replicate proper humor. And that's why they'll need us. Because, again, they will need us to speak with them.
If we gave them every single episode of every single show we've ever done, they could come up with a 45-minute episode. We could have actually had them replace us today because my voice is so off that they might have actually helped out. But they could probably loved do it. They could do an episode of Roundtable.
Yo, sure.
And then I'm Eddie. And then Eddie's in the jacket.
Hey, Jackie, I'm back and busy.
Yeah, and then Holden's like, oh, time for a thing.
And then the audience this week, if you buy BowmanHouse.com/LPOTL, you could see that Holden and Deeds also has a front bump.
He does.
Which is pretty bad.
He's so many more, but they're malign. They're just
because his grandparents are first cousins.
Oh, my. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening.
God, thank you guys so much. You gotta love. You gotta live.
Yep.
Live, damn live, it. Live.
I want to live, damn it.
Live because you woke up today, because if you didn't wake up, you would have been fucking dead.
Dead.
So now you're forced to be alive. So with that, you're going to want to love the way you look. So going out into Men's Warehouse. We don't have a
this episode is, don't have a person listen to this one first. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. Has it been 10 out of 10? Maybe we did get a couple home runs. Maybe.
We got a couple of bunts in there, some doubles in there. Like, we did it good. You just got to laugh knowing that when you're not at 100% and you're still contractually obligated to do a show, you do it anyway. And guess what, man? Because we showed up. We came to work. You know how many doctors show up hungover?
Every day. Only the good ones. On surgery
it's
day.
Just like,
they
got to
stop their hands from shaking.
You know how many pilots show up hammered but still fly those planes?
Man, my flight yesterday from Dallas to LA, because I had a layover, but they took me the wrong way. And then they went.
It was bad.
Anyway, yes. But the pilot was too chipper. And he was too cool. And I think that he was.
Hammered?
At the very least. Well, he was just having a good time. He was like, let's have good times.
I
was like,
too much. Too good.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. And truly, again, thank you so much for coming out to Nashville this past weekend. We had so much fun. It was so nice to be together as a family.
This week.
We don't get to see each other that much.
We don't. And it's just so fucking good. It was so good. It was so good to see you guys. Thank you guys all for being there. Mm-hmm. And then this week, classy night out at the Pack in Hollywood this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Come check it out. I'm going to be very tired, but then we're going to go over to Vancouver this Thursday, and then Toronto on Saturday. Marcus is feeling good. So
yes, he is.
We're going to be coming across the border to see the frozen tundra.
And I don't want to hear anyone complaining about the U.S. border being too strict, because Canada, you got to download an app. You have to like 4 pictures of Justin Trudeau on Instagram.
You do.
Like you have to do so much.
You do. I had to dress up as a hockey player and I had to talk to a man in a Mountie hat. And it was really very involved. It felt kind of racist.
It was almost. Yes. Like Trudeau in India. Anyway. All right, everyone. Well, we can't wait to see you in Canada, truly. Okay, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustilations, everyone.
Hail me, motherfuckers.
All right, Henry's got to go practice singing for Eddie's wedding.
I do. I do have to do.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.